Hey there, this is the Penny on Your Thoughts podcast, and I am your host, Penny Chason. I'm a board-certified hypnotist, intuitive, and experiencer. This podcast is about tapping into your subconscious to create a more aligned and abundant life. By leveraging our subconscious, we can master our thoughts, frequency, and vibration. Fusing the conscious, subconscious, and our consciousness is the science of expansion and soul satisfaction. Each week, I'll share in-depth interviews or solo episodes. This podcast was created to share how you have the power to create infinite potential within you. It's my intention that you find this podcast empowering, inspiring, and full of possibility. Now grab your favorite beverage and let's go. This week I had so much fun. We had our celebration. 4 years I have been full-time in my business since walking away from anesthesia. And as a part of that celebration, I held a 2-hour open door party where I invited in some of my past podcast guests. And we did short spotlights highlighting what it is that they are doing now. Now, this celebration ended up being such a synchronicity because every single woman who was in the spotlight was talking about this whole process of coming home to the idea that as women, we aren't meant to hustle and grind. We are meant to lean into our energy and that we can create a business that honors our energy design, our lifestyle that we desire, and that allows us to be mother, partner, wife, all of the things that are important to us without stress and burnout. So I hope you love this spotlight episode. Here we go. Justina, where are you? Let me spotlight you, sister.
Hello.
Hey.
Together
from the beginning. You, Clarissa, and I, weren't you in 2018? Didn't we connect in 2018? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have been through this rodeo of mindset and taming our little Tonalita stuff from the beginning. So those of you who don't know who Tonalita is, it's our little ego brain that wants to just like chatter at us and say, don't do it, hide, what are you doing? So Justina and I have had a couple of podcast episodes together. Ramona is going to drop those in the chat, and hopefully we're getting those into the comments on Facebook as well. Facebook is not letting me see the comments. I just love this platform. I really do. There's a darkness and a lightness to it, but I'm sending love to Facebook.
Like in everything, right?
Yeah. So, episode 11 in episode 79, I think in episode 79, we talked about how you opened up and you realized that you really had this talent for copy and messaging and sales and that kind of thing. And you ended up you already had your mentally fit business, but just opening up and changing the way that you work with people and help people. And it's been over a year since we had that conversation. So I would love for you to catch everybody up. Like, what are you doing? What's changed? You're a mama. You have 2 kids. You have a husband who's a coach and he's got his real estate license now too.
You did your homework, Miss Penny. Look at you.
Listen, I lurk on Facebook more than I comment. Okay.
Well, first I want to celebrate you because this is such a special day and congratulations on walking away from anesthesiology. Like you, if you didn't do that, you wouldn't have changed my life. And I think probably all the people here, you were the first person I worked with privately. And I'm going to just share that story quickly because at the time of us working together privately, it was the first time I invested in myself in a private way with a private coach. I was obviously in Jim Fortin's world. But I remember when you sent me over the invoice and I was so excited. I knew that I needed to reprogram my thoughts. I knew that my inner child needed healing. I'd gone through trauma and my alcoholic drug in my family, all of these things, right, coming up as a little girl. And I could sense and understand how they were holding me back. And Penny, you were such a huge freaking door opening to who I was able to step into being. And when I made that investment, I was like, okay, hold on. Let me switch some money around, because I'm the type of person that wants to pay in full now. And I have confidence in my money to make these big money decisions. And I'm not going to like teeter totter and wonder. Like, it felt so good to know that I could drop a few thousand dollars on myself and be confident about it. And so that in itself was transformational. And then our work together was absolutely amazing. So your question was, what am I doing now? Right? Was that where we're going?
Yeah. I mean, as a mom, I mean, you're yeah. busy, and I know that you've really taken to heart the spiritual path as well, and mm-hmm. being more aligned in the way you live your life, as opposed to what people tell us is the way we should be doing it.
Yes. I think that's been the biggest lesson this last 18 months. From our last podcast episode, you know, launching my mastermind, selling out my mastermind, working privately with clients, making more money than I ever have in my life, then all of a sudden things kind of started to spiral a little bit, because I was doing things in ways that people thought, like I thought I should be doing, hiring out team members, getting a brand strategist, considering Facebook ads, like all of the things that I should be doing instead of just listening to myself and sticking to what I know best. Along with deepening my work in spirituality and uncovering so much more, like, holy shit, the shadow work comes in strong, right? So understanding how to navigate that while still making an impact. And I had a moment of weakness, if you will, a moment of like retreat, and I don't want to talk to anybody. I need to figure out myself first. As an entrepreneur, you can't really do that, right? You can't do that unless you have systems and automations and things set up in your business. But it was such a journey this last year. I'm so grateful for the work that we've done, the spirituality work that I'm doing to bring it into my kids, and talking about dream time, thinking, you know, having gratitude for all of our guides, sending love on a regular basis to the world, to Pachamama. And we open the curtains, my three-year-old's like, good morning, Pachamama. And I'm like, it's those little things where I'm like, I'm winning in life. It doesn't matter, you know, how much money you make at the end of the day. Really what's important to me is breaking generational cycles of poverty and poor mental health, and helping my kids understand who they really are at a soul level, and practicing these spirituality practices with them. It's really cool. It's, yeah, I'm so grateful for it. I'm so grateful John's on the path with me.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I love that, because, you know, even now I'm very picky and choosy about who I work with. And like Tina was saying, there was one point, like I had all these courses and stuff, and it's like, wait a minute, you have enough. Right? You can't consume any more information, because everybody is repeating the same information. It's just from their own perspective and in energy. But, you know, even still, I have people in my ear saying, you know, you should get up. Your sales activities should be done by 10 a.m. and this, that, and the other thing. Honey, I'm not talking to anybody before 10 a.m. Right now I have a copy coach, and it's everything I can do to meet her at 9 a.m. It's like, you know, pillow wrinkles on face, cappuccino in hand, and like, okay, let's go. And this morning I was like, you know what, this whole process of my morning being dedicated to me, it's soul school. That's what I decided to call it this morning. It's soul school to get up, to have the cappuccino, to go out on the bench on the front porch and just sit in the sun as it comes up, and solfeggio's playing in the background. Maybe I have some spiritual lessons that I'll play if no one else is around, or, you know, maybe I put on a little Abraham Hicks, but it really makes a difference about how I feel going into my day with my clients. And I don't know if you weren't here for the very beginning. At the very beginning, we took 15 or 20 seconds and we just, you know, sent love out into the world with all of the crises that are happening worldwide. We know that love dominates, but you know, I woke up angry Saturday morning, like 3-4 o'clock in the morning. I woke up angry and I had no idea why. I don't feel anger anymore. And as the day went on, I found out what happened. I don't watch the news, but I found out what happened. I'm like, oh, it's the human race's anger that I'm feeling. And when we start this path and we become aware of these feelings and emotions and energies and how they make us feel, we can't un know that. Once we develop that awareness, we're going to be aware of it. And so, knowing that you have kids, knowing how emotions and energy and all those things come into play, and you're running a business, how do you navigate that? Is there anything that you would share with anybody that this resonates with?
That's such a beautiful question. This morning I read a post from somebody in across seas, right? And she was explaining how her kids aren't sleeping because they're afraid of bombs going off. And I was crying reading this post because I can't even imagine. And I asked myself, what would I do in that situation? Her post was so beautiful though, because she was just giving them love and comfort and teaching them to use their breath to calm down and then to send love and gratitude out for still being there in that moment, safe in their bed. And that's what I try to practice with my kids, is it's okay to have emotions. We're human. We're meant to have emotions and feel things. And I used to shame myself for emotions. Like, I shouldn't feel bad. I shouldn't cry. I shouldn't do this. I should know better, right? The should. And so I'm really cautious about that and allowing my kids to have this space to process their emotions. And then ask, like, holding space, comforting them, and then helping them figure out how can they navigate it, right? How can you not get stuck in it? Simple things, music, like we have a drum in our house, a pan drum, ringing a bell, coming back to our breath, going outside. And it's the small things like that to remember that we aren't just human, we're also light beings and we're connected. And if we could just pick our head up out of the emotion and remember, like, there's this big, beautiful, bright sky with all of this oxygen surrounding us, all these beautiful stars that we're all a part of, it makes whatever we're emotional about not feel so big.
One of the things I love to talk about, I was on Susie Lula's podcast recently, Permission to Thrive. What a beautiful name for a podcast, right? Permission to Thrive. And she was just asking me what I would share with people. I'm like, it's nothing. Like, a lot of days I'm barefoot in the house. I will just walk outside and stand in the grass. And for some people that might seem a little weird. Like, I remember I used to think tree huggers, that's, which is generally associated with environmentalists, right? But tree hugging is really a good thing because we're all connected energetically. We can ground that energy in that way, and there's actually science that backs it up. And I know that maybe not everyone listening or watching this on the live stream may resonate with the spiritual piece of it, but even in the Bible, going back to what you said, it says to love your enemy as thyself, right? Because that darkness, love is a much greater vibration, right? And sometimes it's hard to feel love, and that's okay. If you're in a situation and you're feeling that anger, you're feeling threatened, you know what? Observe that, honor that, validate it, but send that love back out. So what are you doing now, Miss Justina? I think we had a
What am I
link
doing?
down there for you. And I believe that Ramona has already dropped that in the chat. If not, she can drop in the link, your 5 ways to reduce stress.
Awesome. By the way, I love everyone on this call. Hello. I just swiped over to see everyone's face. Oh my gosh. So what am I doing right now? It's such a good question. Like, what am I doing? I haven't figured it out yet, Penny. No, I have my coaching business, right? So I have a where I'm helping entrepreneurs master sales and really understanding their energy and their frequency. What I'm loving talking about right now is how our nervous system, our feelings from our body is what's really our biggest money block. And a lot of people are pushing to increase their conversions, to make more money in their business, to do these things, but we're ignoring our body signals. And it's not just our thinking. Like, I love Jim Fortin. Thank you, Jim, for everything. Right. But it's just a small portion of what we're actually able to do. And because money is a survival tool, it's automatically going to put us into a fight or flight response with any change. Even if you make more money, like this happened to me, right? I was making more money. I freaked out. I didn't know how, what to do with it. It was a literal survival technique, even though this is what I wanted. And so understanding our signals and how to listen to our body, regulate our nervous system. So I have my coaching program, but I'm also in mental wellness affiliate. So I'm running my affiliate business with a mental wellness company. And that's exciting. It's blowing up right now. We are now extended globally to 52 countries. We have our viral product, Happy Juice, which targets our gut-mind connection. And I'm building out a massive affiliate team. And it's exciting because I feel like affiliate marketing is taking over. It's changing the industry on how to sell on social media. People are craving authenticity and realness and real life situations. Like they want to see where you
Yes.
live and who you are. And I think that was what was something that was holding me back for so long, because I felt like I needed to fit in this box and like wear fancy clothes and have my eyelashes done and all this stuff. But I'm like, that's just not me, you know? And so now that we're coming into a more authentic type of content creation, it's exciting and it's fun. And people are looking for more ways to make money online. So.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. So give Justina a follow. And I love your videos that you do with your Happy Juice. I deleted the TikTok app off my phone, but I know you're blowing up over there, particularly with the Latina community. The holidays are coming up so fast. You know, it's that time of year when we are lining things up to finish the year with the bang and start the new year on really solid footing. And one of the things I'm a huge proponent of is boundaries. Boundaries around our work time, boundaries around our self-care, boundaries around our relationships, and everything that's important. And sometimes that can feel like a real juggling act, and we can have many blind spots and unexpected bumps in the road that come up. So what I've done is I decided I wanted to bring back my Thrive to Seven Figures workshop. We're going to be having that workshop November 6th through 9th. It's going to be hosted in a Facebook group and live on Zoom. And basically, we're going to be talking about all the different aspects that as entrepreneurs, we get the opportunity to manage and how we can thrive while doing that and growing our business and manage the holidays and family and everything else that goes along with that. I would love to have you join me. The last time I did this workshop, it was just amazing at the breakthroughs and the transformations that people had during this workshop. So I'd love to have you join me. It's pennychason.com/7fig, 7FIG. I'll put the link in the show notes. Be sure and join me. You know, this whole idea of having to show up a certain way, that really never resonated with me. And it really held me back a lot. Like there were a lot of times when I really had something on my heart and mind to say, and I wouldn't say it because I didn't have makeup on, or my t-shirt was wrinkled, or I was outside doing something, because most of the time these things come to me when I'm out in the pasture or taking a walk. Or I did a podcast episode last week. I was driving to Dallas and the download came, and it was like, if I don't pull over and record this right now, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose the energy and the vibration. So I'm sitting on the side of the highway, 18 wheelers blowing by. There was road construction a half mile up, and here comes the state trooper in reverse up the wrong side of the highway to check on me because I'm sitting on the side of the road recording a podcast episode. And I was just like, yeah, whatever. It is what it is. And you know, so I quit recording and got back on the road. I did cut it a little short when he got closer to me because he was getting to a spot where he was going to be in danger if he continued to try to get closer to me. And I needed him to know that I was okay. But I think it's really important that we can be authentic. And I did a podcast episode where I interviewed Patty Dominguez. You know Patty.
Love
And
Patty.
we were talking about this new age of user-generated content and the authenticity and the connection. People are past all the fancy photos in front of the jet airplane that's been rented and all that stuff. And I love that you're you're taking that authenticity, because that's what we're all here for, right? Anyway, right?
Definitely.
Authenticity
Yes.
in our
Tell
lives.
me what I know you're probably going to talk about this today, but what are you up to? How
Oh,
can I
what am
support
I up
you?
to? Yes. So the podcast relaunches Penny on Your Thoughts. I don't know if you saw that. I shared the podcast art earlier. And it's going to be more interviews. And yes, I'll still talk about thoughts and some hypnosis, but it's really about empowering, uplifting, and inspiring stories. Like, we do have that limitless potential. We do have possibility. I mean, look at you. You're not somewhere working a 9 to 5, punching a clock. Now, does that mean entrepreneurship is for everybody? No, I actually have an upcoming episode with a paramedic that has found his dharma in helping to make emergency medicine professionals aware of how the subconscious comes into play in traumatic situations, in helping, right? So he's in a regular job, but he has found a way to work his dharma within that job. So not everybody has to be an entrepreneur, but you know, I've launched a mastermind, and within that mastermind, it's about the mental, emotional, and spiritual component of the you strategy, because any business is 5 to 10% our business strategy. But like you were talking about money and it being in our body, we are the driving force behind the strategy. If we're not who we need to be behind the strategy, that success is going to lag. And that's really what the mastermind is about. And it's about people that want to take just a little bit deeper movement into that journey within, which is what I call the spiritual journey. I don't bring dogma into it. I don't believe in dogma. I call the spiritual journey the journey within, and it's whatever resonates with you, right? And so I really want people to embody that, because that's where the peace comes from.
Yeah, I love that, Penny. The journey within. I really like this.
Yeah, that is the spiritual journey, remembering who we are. Whether you choose to work with a medium or a channel or a hypnotist or a coach, whatever that might look like, it's about recognizing the answers aren't outside of us, but they are inside of us. And I saw a Facebook post, and I don't get into disagreements with people. Like, if I have a differing opinion from somebody, like, I'm not going to go and leave fertilizer on their post, if you know what I'm saying. Trying to be ladylike here. But you know, they were saying that if someone tells you the answers are within, that what they're doing is they're hiding from the fact that they don't know how to give you the answer to your question. Well, I don't have the answers for you. I can give you direction to reveal answers, but I can't tell you what your next best choice is in your life. You are the only person who knows that. The problem is our thinking, our beliefs, these patterns of behavior, they are what cloud this from us. It's like we know it's there, but we can't see it. We're reaching,
I feel
right?
like your emotions play a big role. I did a post on this earlier that I meant to go back to, is the more that I'm around, air quote, successful people, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm realizing it's emotional resiliency, not allowing your emotions to take you out of the game and understanding when you do need to rest, relax, and also stay in action. And it's not an either or, it's and. You have to be able to do both. And
Yeah.
I doing the spiritual journey, it that's the journey that I'm learning. Some days I wake up and I feel like I got hit by a train, like I should have drank a whole bottle of wine and I didn't. And I'm like, dang, I should have just had the wine last night, you know, because I'm like, why, what is happening? And then I'll check, you know, the energetics of what is it, the shaman resonance or the moon cycle, like all of these things that we're impacted by. And I'm like, okay, but this is the journey. And I get to experience this. And this is what Mandy says, the ascension flu. Some days I wake up and I'm like, am I getting sick? I'm like, no, I'm healthy. But why do I feel this way? And if I were to sit in bed those days or allow this emotion of not feeling like it stop me, I wouldn't be being able to shine my light and helping people.
Oh my God, I
So.
had this conversation with Susie Lula, the podcast that dropped yesterday. I said, you know, if I'm feeling bad and I'm off my game and I want to sit in bed and be in my pity party, I might not be posting something or sharing something that's going to make a difference in somebody's life, because not everybody signs up to work with me, but I get DMs all the time. It's like, oh my God, you posted this, you have no idea.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, some days I'll work from bed, though. I'm like, I'll write this post in bed.
It's so interesting. And I just want to share with anybody, if you don't know what she's talking about, Ascension flu, Google it. You'll find some really good articles. You can literally feel like you have the flu, run a low grade temperature, and it's just your body experiencing changes in the magnetics and the vibration on the planet is choosing. It's changing whether we choose to believe it or not, and we're being impacted by it. So,
Yeah.
that's a lot of the unrest that we're seeing in the world too, as things are being brought into the light.
And it's important for us to maintain our light and shine our light.
Yes,
It's
absolutely. Thank you
everyone
so
has
much,
one.
Justina.
I love you, Miss Penny.
I
Thank you for
love you
having me.
too.
I appreciate this.
All right,
And I
have a
can't wait to listen to your podcast.
thank you. I hope you can feel my appreciation and gratitude for you, my listener. I would love to connect with you outside of the podcast platform. There are a few ways that you can do that. If you're not already on my email list, you can go to pennychason.com/myth and download the Big Mindset Myth PDF. Or you can go to Instagram and follow me at penny.chason. You can connect with me there. I would love to see you there. And of course, you could always head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a positive review of this episode. I appreciate you, and I will see you back here next week.